apologies to our next guest, whose name is Caroline. Look at the night. Had to play a little Neil Diamond. And it don't seem so long. Because you know what? During the pandemic, fill it up with only Caroline Stokes put a smile on my face. She provided some good times, as that song goes on to talk about. If you were on Instagram during the pandemic, there's, you know, a chance that you were caught up in the comedic videos of our next guest, Caroline Stokes. She was dubbed the quarantine queen by her international audience. And after a few million views, well, she received an email from a senior producer at America's Got Talent encouraging to try out for next season.
What just happened there was extraordinary.
That experience led her to write a musical comedy called Caroline's Got Talent, which has debuted at Edmonton's International Fringe Festival. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Ba, ba, ba.
Good times.
Thank
never...
you.
So
oh,
good.
Man. Hi, Jalen. That put a big smile on my face.
Oh, well, you know what? I have to tell you that you put a big smile on my face and the face of many others during the pandemic with your Instagram videos, Caroline. Now, you've been a comedian, an actor. You've been involved with musical theater for a very, very long time. But I think at one point your day job was a massage therapist. How did you go from that to doing all of these amazingly funny and quirky videos during the pandemic on Instagram?
Well, it just takes a pandemic to bring all sorts of things out of you. Well, I was doing a lot of those things part-time. So, yes, I was a massage therapist. I did it for 6 years. I've had a lot of different types of jobs, but that was definitely one of my favorites. And I did musical theater in my spare time, and I did a little bit of singing at Weird Al Karaoke. It's an event here in Edmonton at the Grindstone Theater, and it's really, really fun where, you know, we sing original parodies that we write. Anyone can sign up. I hope that we see you on stage one day, Jalen. No, so I've always done all those things in my spare time. And then, in at the beginning of 2020, I found myself with, and as we all did, a bit more time at home. And I just started paying more attention to all these talents that I have or haven't really discovered yet or worked on, flourished. I can't think of the word right now. And so I just started using social media as a way to do that, as to perform for people, to entertain others and entertain myself. So I was singing and I was doing some character work and I was showing the art that I make. I like to paint as well.
Mm-hmm.
And costume, DIY costumes became a thing. So using whatever I had around the house to create a look, and I was impersonating animals. And my landlords, Bill and Beth, who are wonderful. I lived in a garage suite in Ritchie, and they saw me up to all sorts of things during the pandemic, coming and going with different costumes and whatever, and filming in the driveway a lot. So,
what was your reaction to the reaction that you were getting, Caroline? It really quite blew up on Instagram.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting in an Instagram blowing up kind of way.
Yeah.
It was really fun, and I had moments where I thought it was really scary, and it would make me think twice about what I was posting, and I just wanted everything to be taken in the right way that it was intended. I just really wanted to make people feel good and to put a smile on people's faces. And a lot of my best friends, they said, well, this is Caroline that we've always known, and they just found it was interesting that I say the world, which makes it sound more intense than it was, but people who don't know me, my friends were saying how neat it was that they were, you know, getting to know me, that part of me as well.
Tell me about the email from that producer at America's Got Talent that you received.
Yeah, so because I had such a wide variety of videos on the internet, and my parents are still very proud of me, they say, which is a beautiful thing. I'm lucky for that. So it was a few days after Christmas in December 2020. And I really thought it was spam at first. The headline said America's Got Talent, something, something. And when we had a phone call the next day with this producer, that's when I realized, okay, this isn't a scam anymore. And oh man, it was really, really exciting. I felt so proud, and it was just such a cool feeling to know that someone from Edmonton could be seen by a huge American international show like that. That's a really cool thing about the social media. It gets a lot of flack, but it also helps you get noticed from anywhere in the world. So yeah, it totally, I was just vibrating. I didn't think I would ever sleep again.
So what happened? Did you go? Were you on the show?
So I never saw the judges live. The timing of the pandemic, it was an unfortunate timing for all that. But with all the effort that I put into planning what I would do on the show, the producer asked me, he said, tell me what you want to show the world. So on the internet, I was trying all sorts of things. I was doing characters and singing and costuming and so... The act of brainstorming what I would want to show the world, I had a notebook filled up, and that's what inspired Caroline's Got Talent. It really has, I've tried to incorporate the highs and lows of what it feels like to create something and to put yourself out there. And also, it's a show about exploring your talents. And understanding where these talents come from. And for me, I come from a line of very talented women. My great granny was a professional ballerina in England, and my nana was very talented as well, and my mom is, and my parents are, and so it's also celebrating them as well.
So that experience led to Caroline's Got Talent, this 60-minute mm-hmm. one-woman show that premiered at the Fringe the other night. What was it like to take it and put it on stage?
So wonderful. I had an audience that was just so enthusiastic and ready to have fun. I felt really, really proud of it. I've been working with a creative team, and I've mentioned my parents, and they're a big part of the process mm-hmm. of well with the costuming and the design, and they've been there every night helping with setup and takedown. And then I've been working with a director, April Killens, and I've been working with a music producer. He goes by the name DJ Nubbles. And I have a stage manager, Nicholas Tustawarik. And so it just feels so good to work with other people, to be creative, to hear real laughter,
yeah.
and to bring to life all of these ideas that have been in my head onto the stage. I'm thrilled.
And obviously, you know, AGT didn't necessarily work out. This is working out for you. What's next for you?
Oh my goodness! It's hard to think beyond the show. I have five shows. I have one tonight at 9:15, and then they go until Sunday. And you know, I would love to keep the show alive. I would love to continue to perform it after the Fringe and keep perfecting it. I've written 7 original songs for this musical, for this show, and it has lit up a part of me that I didn't know was there, or I knew was kind of there. So I'd like to write some more music, and I'm open to new opportunities.
Yeah. Would you give America's Got Talent another shot?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. So your show runs through the 21st at Edmonton's Luther Center. Bring your own venue number 18. You can mm-hmm. get tickets by calling 409-1910 or tickets.fringetheatre.ca or in person at the ATB Financial Arts Barn. Lots of ways to get tickets. I'm going to urge you all listening to follow Caroline at I'm Caroline Stokes on Instagram. You can see more of her amazing stuff. Caroline, it's great to finally I guess, meet you over the radio. We haven't met in person, but you've been a part of my world for, I know it sounds kind of creepy, for about a year and a half now, or 2 years. But thanks for putting a smile on my face, and I'm looking forward to having my butt in the theater and cheering you on. And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Jalen, and you're welcome, and thank you, and I appreciate you, and yes, I look forward to having you at my show.
All right. We'll meet soon. Thank you for this.
Yes,
okay.
We will.
Take care. Caroline Stokes joining me this afternoon. Her show is called Caroline's Got Talent. It came from the actual real email, a producer saying, hey, we want you on AGT. Come along. Didn't quite work out that way, but she's turned it and a little bit of her dream into a show at the Fringe Festival. Of course, the International Edmonton International Fringe Festival underway in Old Strathcona right now. Tickets.fringetheatre.ca.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.